Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioner's Court meeting for Monday, September 24th, 2018. We'll call the meeting in order, 1:30 p.m. And we'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today and the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, I ask that you give this governing body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we pray in your precious name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with item under purchasing. Item A is to approve specification for the lease of Jefferson County Downtown Jail. Item B is receive file of bid that have been received for term contract raising and burial plots in Jefferson County. Item C is to approve award execute, receive and file acceptance of offer for term contract rented and burial plots for Jefferson County with Clay Bar Haven of Rest Cemetery, shown on attachment A. Item D is to discuss possibly approve the county purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for janitorial services for Jefferson County. Item E is to consider establish an approved selection review committee to include one elected official to review the responses received for the RFP, the contract grant administration services for home buyout or acquisition program for community development block grant funding for disaster recovery for Jefferson County as per the community development block grant disaster program procurement rules. So I'm going to need an addendum. Item F is to consider and approve an auction of surplus properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A by Horn's Auction Company, scheduled for Saturday, October 6, 2018 at 9:00 a.m. I'm going to need a motion and a second on that item, and I'm going to need an elected official's name for that item.
So moved.
Second.
Item E, are you looking for the whole committee?
Can I just have one of the elected official? I would like a whole committee if you could. I think my wife would like to be on it, but I need one elected official on the committee also.
I'll serve.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Guys have it unanimously. And the county auditor, item A, is consider approved budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs to equipment. Item B is consider approved budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for jail medical contracts in the amount of $140,000. Item C is consider approved resolution to apply for the Cloverdale Forensic Sciences Improvement Program grant. It's available through the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office with no grant match for the 2019 project year. Item D is consider and approve a resolution for the 2019 Engineer Defense Formula Grant application. Item E is consider and approve acceptance of the 2018 Port Security Grant and authorize the county auditor to submit required acceptance forms through FEMA's ND grant system for $90,150 with a match of $30,040 funded by the Marine Division. Item F is to consider and approve renewal of the Victim Information and Notification Everyday Program Service Agreement with APRIS for the period September 1st, 18 through August 31st, 2019, the cost of which contract will be reimbursed by the Office of the Attorney General. Item G is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending August 31st, 2018. Item H is consider and approve electronic disbursements for $362,006.39 to us all for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item I is to consider and approve the budget amendment for the service center for the replacement of an AC unit in the amount of $9,250. And item J is regular county bills, check numbers 450866 through 451110. And motion to approve.
Second.
By Commissioner Sinodal, seconded by Commissioner Hall. Is any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As had unanimously under county commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve an order regarding alcoholic beverages. Item B will be passed. Item C is consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Austin Cecil Walks, and D is health authority for Jefferson County. Item D is consider and approve an order to adopt a tax rate of 0.364977 cents per $100 valuation. That tax rate is 0.346049 for maintenance and operations and 0.018928 for debt service. Item E is to conduct a public hearing on the proposed 2018-2019 budget. And I will hold item F, G, and the items on the addendum until after we have done that. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Wheaton. Any discussion?
Judge, what did you say on item D?
B? Oh, it will be passed. They're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
So we tabled in that thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. All right, so item A through E, with the exception of B, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
The alcoholic beverages amendment, when was the last time we amended that?
1968 or 72.
And this brings us in line with?
With the city. And it's favored by the TABC.
Okay.
And, all right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I have had unanimously, and at this time, I will open it up under item E to conduct a public hearing on the proposed 2018-2019 Jefferson County budget. So this hearing is now open for anyone who wishes to approach the lectern.
Good afternoon, Judge Rannick, all the commissioners. First of all, my name is Mark Banger, and I am here to visit with y'all once again about something we've all spoken about on the phone or in person. As a taxpayer in this county, and for no other reason, I'm adamantly opposed to the continuation by this commissioner's court of the funding of the associate judgeship position that is up for y'all for discussion and approval today. In my opinion, based on multiple people that I've spoken to regarding this matter, first of all, this position is no longer necessary. I spoke to one or more of the other judges here that were elected by the taxpayers, and they are willing to help out with whatever overflow there may be coming out of the family courts. And also, before I go any further, each one of y'all understands I have absolutely nothing against Judge Pash or Judge Thorne. I have the utmost respect for Judge Thorne. I've considered him to be a personal friend since I started practicing law here for over 34 years. I don't know Judge Pash well enough to have any personal opinions about him at all as a person. So this is not about trying to get them or anything about that. This is strictly about what is best for the taxpayers of this county. And Judge Pash is currently making $139,782 a year, plus whatever potential pay raise there may be pending before y'all. He is getting paid solely by the taxpayers of this county, whereas a state district judge or elected county court of law judge, those salaries are basically picked up by the state. And the question is why would we duplicate an unnecessary expense and taxpayer dollars that's not necessary? And that is my biggest complaint about this whole system, is he's up for approval of almost what somebody who ran for office, who has the trust and the confidence of the voters in this county, to have them elected. Why are we picking up 100% of the tab? Now, when this position was started, it was basically a part-time position to assist Judge Thorne and Judge Shelton with their dockets. Well, it's grown into much more than that now, but the cost for this position has skyrocketed. And I don't know how many times as taxpayers we can keep getting hit for unnecessary costs. My position is we have people that still suffer from Hurricane Harvey. We have an advanced increase in crime in the city of Beaumont that is astronomical. The resources could be better used than continuing to fund this. There are needy families in this county we can help with Hurricane Harvey recovery. If we need to put more boots on the ground with the Sheriff's Department to help out the Beaumont Police Department or the other affected communities within the city limits of Beaumont, Port Arthur, whoever needs the help, that's what we need to do. And I just personally do not like the idea of paying someone who did not run for the office the same amount of money that someone else is getting paid who actually had the tenacity, the faith, the strength, and the courage and conviction to run for an elected office here in Jefferson County. If you're going to keep the item in the budget, I'm going to respectfully request that you scale back the position to what it originally was and make an allowance for that within your budget. And I understand, I've spoken to so many people in this county, you guys were all gracious to visit with me, and sometimes I can wear you out on the phone or in person, so I'm aware of all that. But let's scale it back. If you think it's necessary, let's scale it back to what it originally was. I can't see keep throwing money on this bench when it's not necessary. And those are my positions on it, and I will say that my position is shared with many other people here in the community. And so I'm going to ask y'all to approve the budget absent that expenditure. And I thank you for your courtesy and professionalism with me every time I visit with y'all.
Thank you,
paid for that. He gets paid whatever his salary is.
He does other things also he's called on to the county to do. As you are aware, we have, the judges have requirements to get in a certain number of hours each year. Judge Shelton and I don't have any choice but to go to certain things, and that leaves Judge Pash to handle both of our dockets. As far as other people willing to handle our docket, there is only one district court judge that is remotely qualified to handle our docket, and who has been a wonderful help to us, but as of recent has been tied up with his own cases, and that's Judge Walston. No one else has any experience or knows what they're doing handling our docket. Just recently, there was a situation when somebody took something to a judge who not only didn't know what he was doing, but had no authority to sign what he signed. We can't have that. In any event, I wish that the court would reconsider the raise that I requested, $119,000, which was the average amount for Judge Pash, and I think he's well worth it. Thank you very much.
Can I say one more thing? The number 139,872 was including the benefits that the county pays for Judge Pash. And like I said before, this is nothing personal against anybody. I'm just wanting to make sure we get the best use of the taxpayers' dollars. Thank you.
If anybody else wishes to speak to any other item in the budget? Okay, hearing none, this public hearing is closed. We'll move on to item F, to adopt the 2018-2019 budget. Item G is consider and ratify the property tax increase reflected in the adopted budget. And, well, I'll come back to that in just a minute. We'll do the addendums a little bit later. Do I have a motion on items F and G?
Move.
I'll second it, Judge, and I will say this here on that, what was brought to our attention. Judge, Judge Thorne said something that I didn't know. I didn't know Judge Posh was doing those arraignments, because I know we do pay for some arraignments. But if he's going out there doing those arraignments also, because haven't we had some problems along that line?
Yeah, what were we paying, $300 a day during the week and $350 on the weekend?
I think it's $250 weekday, $300 for juvenile, and $300 for weekends.
We would put quite a bit on that, I know.
Yes. Okay. Any other discussion? And I'll just mention it says, item G says, consider and ratify the property tax increase reflected in the adopted budget. The tax rate remains the same as it was last year for $100 valuation. We lost, what was it, Patrick? $148 million in residential value because of farming, but we had an increase in our industrial value, so we're bringing in a little bit more revenue. But the way it reads, it looks like we're increasing the property tax rate. We're not. We're just bringing in a little bit more revenue.
How much is that, Patrick?
Approximately $151,250.
Okay.
0.18%. Because you have an increase, you have to post this notice.
Exactly.
But you are at the same tax rate as last year.
Any other discussion?
I'd just like to comment and say my appreciation to the auditor's office and staff for putting this budget together, for conducting the hearings, and also appreciative of the many elected officials and department heads who came before us and made sacrifices within their own operation so we could keep the same tax rate. So I appreciate that for the general public to know that it wasn't taken lightly, and we had a lot of people that came up and asked for more money, but in the end, most of them conceded, you know, what they were asking for. And so I thank all of you who participated in that regard.
I'd echo the comments from Commissioner Ward to our volunteer staff for the job that y'all do in proposing this budget and the balanced budget. Our ability to be able to keep this very low and stable, I think that's the key word, stable tax rate. It is not fluid, it's bouncing up and down year to year. I think the last 8, 9, 10, maybe longer than that, we've had the same tax rate. And if you look around the surrounding county, we're one of the lowest, if not the lowest, tax rate. And for us to be able to provide those services that we do and maintain that stable tax rate and low tax rate and a balanced budget, that's not just something that we've accomplished up here. It's every elected official in this county, because everybody does their part to not spend everything. And that really helps us at the end of the year, being able to capture some of that revenue and bring it back into the budget. And so it's really a team effort. And I thank all the elected officials and department heads that really work towards trying to have that common goal. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to this time, that's when it really counts. So thank you all.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under, by addendum under County Commissioner's item A, considering possible approval of notification to Texas Department of Transportation pursuant to Section 201.021, the Jefferson County does not desire to exercise its priority right to reacquire land at the intersection of I-10 and Major Drive from Texas. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Second by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Wheaton. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
No. Motion passes. Item I, consider approved Southeast Texas Emergency Relief Fund as designated long-term recovery to approve in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Wheaton. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I'd like to introduce you all know Myrna Rutherford, and sitting next to her is Mr. Robert Edgar. They're members of the board of the Southeast Texas Emergency Relief Fund. We've had numerous meetings over a long period of time, and I want to thank them, Regina Rogers, and all the various members of their board for agreeing to undertake this. We're deeply appreciative. We have a long history dating back to Hurricane Rita of assisting us in times of natural disaster. And I'm thankful that we're going to be able to get the Red Cross to provide some funding for the additional administrative assistance that's going to be needed. Look forward to drawing down on some of that money that's going to be available from disaster philanthropy in Rebuild Texas. So please accept my gratitude. All right, moving on to items under engineering. Item A, consider and possibly approve overweight vehicle permit 020W18 and attached road use agreement progressive pipeline. The installation of the 16-inch natural gas pipeline approximately 11.42 miles in precincts 2, 3, and 4. Item B is considered possible to approve a replat of Lot 1A of the Green Acres North Subdivision Manual Torino Survey, abstract number 10, located off of State Highway 124. Excuse me. In precinct number 4, it's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction to met all of the platting requirements. Item C is consider and approve acceptance of Lano Road out of the final plat of River Ranch Section 2, recorded in the clerk file number 2008-009-392 off the official public records of Jefferson County, into the county road system and located in precinct number 1. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Wheaton. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, we have one item. A, consider and possibly approve an interlocal participation agreement renewal for the employee and retiree health benefits pool, Southeast Texas Government Employee Benefits Pool
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sandoff, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I oppose.
Sir?
I oppose the amount that was being asked to increase by.
Okay. All right. That completes our regular agenda items. Is there anything any member of the board wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank Claudio and Spector for an outstanding concert Friday night. There was roughly 9,000, 10,000 there. It was roughly that with Mays being there. It was well attended, a lot of elected officials, and just people in general. And then the night after that, and I want to compliment you guys for Lamar Homecoming. They had a rappers group there, you know, not big in it, but the young people are. So you did something, give them opportunity to go somewhere and not say I'm going to Houston or somewhere else. I want to compliment you guys for doing that, because that was two events under the pavilion in 2 days. And I think the people prior to that, it may have took 2 years to get two events. So with that, I think it's a plus for the community, and I appreciate that. The other thing is, we voted on a couple of things, and I can say to the court, members of the court, I respect you, but I can tell you right now, that thing you voted on in reference to not going after that property is a mistake.
Well, Commissioner, I obviously understand your point of view. You know, my constituents that I represent, we're going to spend, you know, that hundreds of thousands of dollars on property. They want to make sure it's being used for something, especially out there for the park. So, and I'm not in the business of me personally wanting to board property for the county. I definitely don't think, you know, that's something that's being proven. So, without a good purpose for the property, I just don't feel like that, in my personal opinion, we need to get involved in buying property just to sit on it without a good purpose.
Well, since you addressed it, nobody else, I'm going to address it to you. Well, let's look at it this way. When you get it and you have the footprint of Ford Park we have, and we have the lack of control of areas of property there, you have a lot of options with it. It's not getting it or giving somebody else a chance to get it, and then we have no control over it, and they can do whatever they want with it and make a hell of a profit. And the citizens of this county look at us and say, wait a minute, we elect you to be good, prudent businessmen to take care of budgets.
Well, we don't own the property, TxDOT does. And so the difference is we own it. And it's my understanding there's a lot of limitations on access to that property from the interstate. So your point taken.
Yeah, I just want to echo. I just want to say thank you to Claudio and his team. I had a great time Friday night. I had security all around me because the sheriff was there. I felt safe, and parking was great. I just heard a lot of good things about it. I think Commissioner said about 9,000 to 10,000 people. And I want to say it publicly, I commend you guys. But everybody felt like they were treated great. I got zero complaints. I mean, it just gives us a run on some other events that's coming later that we can work out the kinks on, but it wasn't anything that we can't work out. So thank you guys. Thanks, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad in a while too, because I've got a 16-year-old daughter who likes to listen to rap music, so I don't enjoy driving around as much as I used to. It's God's way to get back for me for the way I treated mom. Yeah. Anything further? Not that we are adjourned. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay.